from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time champions, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Wayne Larrivee, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Hi, everybody. Merry Christmas from Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Wayne Larrivee along with Lance Allen and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Congratulations off a 55-7 victory over the Tennessee Titans. That was about as good as it gets in all phases, isn't it?
Definitely. You like to win like that every week. But just very proud of the football team. It was important for us to go play at a high level Sunday. We accomplished that. We talked about the ability to get a team on the ropes and taking that next step of, you know, knocking a team out. I felt we accomplished that Sunday.
Official team record is 57 points in a game back in 1945, most points since 1983, biggest margin of victory since 2005. Is that something you stress to the guys and say, wow, that was impressive, or is it time to move on?
Well, to me, it's about quality of play. We know how to win football games. That's something that's clearly evident with this 2012 football team. There's always a phase, you know, you won it early in your season that you learn how to win games. But you really have to build on your quality of play as you go into these playoff games. You know, whether you want to call it momentum, confidence, but that's what we were going out to accomplish Sunday against the Titans. We felt obviously we matched up very, very well against their football team. It wanted to win, you know, in all three phases, and I felt our guys did a great job of that.
You know, Mike, you made a major change on your offensive line last week, moving Evan Dietrich Smith into the center spot ahead of Jeff Saturday. How did that work out? What did you see?
Well, I thought Evan did a good job with his opportunity. It was tough to make a change. It was a change that we felt would benefit the football team as we move forward into Minnesota, into the playoffs. It's never easy to make change like that, but Jeff Saturday has given us, you know, excellent football to this point. He's been fighting through a number of injuries, and it was a little bit of a little bit of a reach to make that change at this point. But we all felt that this was the best thing for our offense.
Hand in hand with that, 35 rush attempts, 117 yards. Ryan Grant was almost like turn back the clock day, as well as DeJuan Harris. I mean, they were running hard.
Yeah, definitely. I really liked the way our offense looked Sunday against the Titans. The ability to stay with a pretty balanced run and pass mix. I thought Aaron did a great job, you know, keeping those guys in clean plays at the line of scrimmage, and they're both running hard. So they both looked more and more comfortable. And that's where we need to be. We'll get Alex back for Minnesota. We'll get back to that three-man combination.
Well, you know, you take a look at your quarterback play, Mike, and you and I have talked about this in the past, week in, week out. Mm-hmm. You have a huge advantage at the most important position on the field, and the game against Tennessee was no exception. Aaron Rodgers was just outstanding in that ball game.
Played very well. And what I like about Aaron is how tough he is on himself. You know, he was – at halftime, we had a 20-point lead. We felt like we left some things on the field.
Yep.
And he came right back out. And I thought the third quarter was about as good as a quarter that we've played as a football team, in all three areas. And Aaron was exceptional.
And we haven't even addressed the defense as of yet that almost pitched a shutout. 7 sacks, 2 interceptions.
Yeah.
It just seems like they're peaking at the right time, Mike.
No doubt. And our third non-production production's off the charts. We're definitely a play dominant defense the last 2 weeks.
Mike, where I notice it early in ball games is on the defensive line. I get a feel for what you guys are going to do defensively on that given day. I know Tennessee had a banged-up offensive line, but your guys on that front line against the 1,000-yard rusher Chris Johnson, they took control early and never really gave up control in that ball game.
No doubt about it. That was our number one objective going into the game. Defensively was to stop the run, dominate the line of scrimmage, and let our playmakers play. I thought A.J. Hawk and Brad Jones, their pressure and their tackling was impactful early and often throughout the football game. And that really starts up front because our guys are doing a great job staying square, keeping the game on their side of the line of scrimmage, and just let our playmakers make plays.
You're in control of your destiny for the 2 seed. How important is that bye and winning against the Vikings?
It's important for us to beat the Vikings. To me, you couldn't ask for a better scenario than this for our football team. The opportunity you have to go on the road to an indoor stadium, with a lot on the line. So that's what you want in Week 16. We talked about it really last week, coming off the Chicago game, the importance of getting into that playoff elimination mindset, where you have to win, the urgency of playing 4 quarters and getting it done, and this will be that type of atmosphere in Minnesota.
All right, we'll be back to talk a little bit more about the Minnesota Vikings, Adrian Peterson and company. That's next up on the Mike McCarthy Show. Back on the Mike McCarthy Show, the Packers and the Minnesota Vikings, it doesn't get any better than this. Two teams with a lot to play for, the final weekend of the regular season in the Metrodome. Mike, when you look at this ball game, we just saw them recently. They're a common opponent, as you like to say. Yeah. So how does that influence your preparation and game planning when you've seen a team just, what, three, 4 weeks ago?
Well, the most important game is really our game that we played here at Lambeau. But it's a different game when you go to the Metrodome, and that's something you have to be very aware of in your preparation. It's something that we've learned, you know, a few years back. They're a different football team up there, but I've been very impressed with what they've been able to do against Chicago, St. Louis, and this past week against Houston. So they're a football team that are playing very well. Obviously, they're led by their great running back, and but you look at what they're doing on special teams too. I mean, they're doing a lot of good things. I mean, as far as their run blocking unit, their team defense flying to the football, it's really a football team that's in sync right now. So this will be an excellent challenge for us.
Wayne kind of touched on it. If you guys win, it's the 2 seed and the bye. If they win, they're in the playoffs. This is a playoff game, essentially.
No doubt about it. That's what you want. And I really go back to what we always talk about day one: win your division games. You know, and that's what I'm going to talk to the team about Wednesday morning. We're going to talk about sweeping the division. You know, it's the best division in football, and if we take care of a division, everything else usually takes care of itself. So that'll be our focus.
And you swept it last year, and to sweep a division back-to-back years in the NFL, that would be an incredible accomplishment.
Absolutely.
And obviously that's the goal. Talk a little bit about Adrian Peterson. Mike, as you analyze this talent, this National Football League talent, we all have comments as to why he's good and what he does and all this other stuff. How do you see him as a football player?
Well, he's a great player because, to me, he has everything you need to be a great running back. And the fact that he has excellent vision. I mean, I don't think he gets enough credit for how he sees the game. And in his physical gifts, obviously, extremely gifted in that area. But and also his attitude and his toughness. I mean, he attacks the defense when he runs. He has a very demanding run style that you really have to gang tackle, and you've got to be on top of your game.
Mike, he's 208 yards away from the season rushing record. Now, you would say that'd be a little bit of a stretch, but the last time around, he got you guys for 210. What mindset goes into that? And I imagine the defense doesn't need any more motivation to say, we don't want that record set against us.
Well, definitely. I think the media and just with that in itself will give our defense plenty of motivation. But really, we need to focus on cleaning our own house. And that, whether it's run defense, pass defense, the ability to get after the quarterback, we're taking the football away, no different on offense and special teams. So we're really focused on our quality of play. We got an excellent performance against Tennessee that we're building off of. But we need to go up there and play in a playoff environment and make sure we're ready to go for the tournament.
Everybody knows that, you know, you're going to try not to let him get his, but Adrian Peterson's probably going to get his. Now, the X factor could be their quarterback, Christian Ponder. And again, we talked about it. Each week you seem to have an advantage at that position, your quarterback, their quarterback. He's a young, developing quarterback. Tell me about him.
They do a good job offensively. You know, I think Bill Musgrave does a good job with the formations, concepts, plays favorable to his personnel. The ability to move Christian around is something that we'll obviously prepare for, and he's a very athletic quarterback, does a good job pulling the ball down, you know, running in a dropback situation. So it's important for us to keep him in the pocket and make us, you know, make our plays on the ball when he does get out of the pocket and throw the football. We had opportunity, I think, twice. Our two interceptions last time were on movement plays that we were able to get the takeaway.
Personnel-wise, Mike, obviously a lot of decisions to be made before you get into the postseason or the tournament, as you call it. Charles Woodson, C.J. Wilson, what's their status on defensively? And then Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb, how do you think that's going to play out this week?
Well, Jordy and Charles, I'm very hopeful that they'll be ready to go. Wednesday morning will be the key for those two guys as far as the doctor's appointment there. C.J. and Randall, I really don't have enough information to give you a read on that.
You know, when you look at this ball game coming up, you're playing in the Metrodome. Back in 2010, when you guys were making your run to the Super Bowl, your team was really happy to play in domes, really enjoyed playing in domes. It suited your style, your offense, and everything else. I imagine the same feeling now. I mean, you don't...
Well, you got to remember, our quarterback, you know, he's our spokesman. He likes to play in domes. Wide receivers like to play in domes.
Yes.
Our best football is right here at Lambeau Field, so that's where the head coach prefers to play. So.
Well, and you've done pretty well in December and January
out here
in Lambeau Field. Yeah. So, I guess you guys aren't just a dome team.
No, I think we're definitely more than that. I think it says a lot about our players. I mean, it says a lot about our quarterback in our football team to go into domes. I mean, because obviously when we play in domes, we're always on the road, you know, mm-hmm. and the crowd noise and all the other factors that go with us. So, I mean, I take a lot of pride in the fact that we do perform that well in those type of environments.
All right, coming up, we will tell a straight for you. We're going inside the coach's playbook when we come back on the Mike McCarthy Show.
Randall Cobb in the slot of the right. Now Williams in motion to the wing on the left. The fake handoff to Grant, bootlegging right as Rodgers throws the right side of the end zone. Touchdown, Randall Cobb!
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Let's go inside the playbook, Mike. Let's take a look at this play right here. This is second quarter. It is second down and two at the Tennessee 20-yard line. What are you looking for here in this particular play call?
Well, we have an excellent run-pass mix at this point in the game, actually a little higher running the football in normal down distance. You can see the run key here where Ryan Grant is very deep, you know, so that's an indication of the defense that it's probably going to be a run. So off of that, we go with, we have a naked keep game QB movement category for our offense, so we get a nice fake. We have DJ comes in motion, so we're going to have a full action where the line is going to outside zone reach, you know, to the left. And then DJ is going to slide back, and he has the option of either cutting this defensive end, or if he comes up the field, he would run a slide route. Okay, so then we got corner route here. We have a replace route here coming over, and you can see this is an excellent route. Their defense, they go to one high man, and Aaron gets a pre-snap read. The motion will tell him so. You'll see the safety rotate over for the man-to-man key. And Aaron is an outstanding athlete. Once you roll the tape,
let's go ahead and roll it.
To make his throw on a run, the throw and catch are as good as it gets.
In this play, we call a keep action here, where you get the handoff, yeah. And then he fakes the handoff. He's rolling out there on his own. And then, you know, what does Aaron make a read when he's out in the flat like that?
Oh yeah, no doubt. I mean, if you go back, if you take it back, you can see he gets the man in the indication with the motion coming over the top. If we get the sideline view again, you can see the pre-snap. He loves his matchup right here, and especially with the fact with the full fake and the defender turns his back right there, it's over. So Randall does a great job setting it high, giving Aaron a window to throw into back there, and let's take a look at the end zone. It's a great throw, excellent catch by Randall getting his feet down, but.
It's one of those signature plays in your offense, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. We change up the variation with the motion to fit the runs and responsibility how we handle him. Sometimes we block this guy, come out late. Sometimes we just let him run and we go, you know, where it's an open side where Aaron has him to himself. So we do a number of different things to the play side of the keep.
Let's roll it right here and see what we've got now. If this is the end zone view of the same play. Ryan Grant deep in the formation right here, and the play fake induces everybody to go left.
We'd like to see DJ get that cut, get him on the ground, and just to throw, you know, to your right with an out-breaking route.
The coverage was not bad on that play. He had to thread the needle, didn't he?
Well, yeah, it's not bad, but to me, when you're running a corner route and, you know, to me, the receiver it was winning that route at the top of the stem there. And, you know, when you got a quarterback that can make those throws, the advantage definitely goes to the offense.
No question about it. Mike, great play. And we'll be back to talk about some of the key performers, top performers in that victory over Tennessee next on the Mike McCarthy Show. Welcome back to this holiday week edition of the Mike McCarthy Show. Let's go over some key performers in this ball game. Some of the top performers from the ball game against Tennessee, 55-7.
Plenty
Packers
to choose
win.
From, Wayne.
Lots to choose from, but I'm going to start with number 50, A.J. Hawk, because he kept showing up in the hole all day.
Well, like we were talking about earlier, I thought that was probably one of his most impactful games as a Green Bay Packer. Gosh, I mean, this way he was flying around the production, obviously. With the two sacks, one play that stands out in my mind was the lead draw where he comes up and, you know, thumps the, you know, the fullback comes off and makes the play. So I thought AJ played lights out.
Sam Shields has been really active for you guys as well, getting a pick and really playing well of late.
It's great to have Sam back. I mean, I think you don't really appreciate his speed until you see him out there, you know, making plays the way he has been the last couple weeks. So
and he's an improved tackler too, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Our whole football team is improved in tackling.
Ryan Grant, Lance mentioned, it was good to see him back in the lineup earlier in the show. And, you know, he had 80 yards, 20 carries, 2 touchdowns.
Excellent. I mean, just his downhill running style is a perfect fit for the way we like to play. And I thought Aaron did a good job keeping him in clean runs, and Ryan was excellent.
And I'm sure every week we could talk about Aaron Rodgers on this show, but Aaron Rodgers, once again, another very solid performance, made some really key throws as well.
Yeah, definitely, and you really appreciate his athletic ability when you see him out in space. So, I mean, he was able to extend a number of plays, make some big plays, some plays that really we didn't convert, you know, when he was able to extend it, but it really, really puts a stress on the defense. So the ability to run the football, Aaron moving around, the quick game, I really like the way our offense look, and obviously Aaron is a big part of that.
Mike, you've gone 16 weeks in the season. Obviously, you played 15 games. But week 16, we're talking about a quarterback who has not thrown any more than one interception. No more than one interception in any single game this year. That's an amazing stat for a quarterback at this stage of the season, isn't it?
Well, definitely. I think it just points to his discipline and how he operates and his ability to run the offense. I think that's a tribute to him. You see so many quarterbacks get stuck on certain receivers trying to force the ball, and Aaron does a really good job of going through his progressions.
Yeah, I think against Tennessee he had eight different receivers with passes, and that's pretty typical of what the Packers do and what Aaron Rodgers does. Coming up, we'll wrap things up on this holiday edition of the Mike McCarthy Show when we return to Lambeau Field. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show as we wind things up. Mike, we mentioned it a little bit. You and Lance are talking about some of the guys you might get back. I mean, a Charles Woodson, perhaps a Jordy Nelson, looking for some others maybe in the playoffs. When you have people coming back who have been out for an extended period of time, is it a little difficult to get them back into the mix? And you know, how do you weigh the – you've got a unit playing real well. Now you're going to insert this talent back in. And how much of a give and take is there?
That's an excellent question. I mean, and that's really what the week of game planning is all about. So it's important to get them back. You know, obviously Charles and Jordy are a big part of our success as a football team, so it's important to get them back out there. But in the same breath, you want to keep that chemistry going.
Sure. Mike, you always have a really good pulse on the team. Last year, 15-1, but we all know, you know, what happened in the playoffs and just kind of how things transpired down the stretch. This year, do you feel like you're kind of building more to a crescendo or more an uptick, so to speak?
I feel that we're still building. That's what I'm excited about with this football team. I think we have growth still in us. You know, I don't think we've peaked or we've you know, all of a sudden we're saying, hey, you know, this is about as good as we can play. So we can't play much better as a team as we did against Tennessee. But it's important for us to now start stacking those big-time performances. And I'm talking about just the way we play. I'm not talking about the score of the game or the statistics. I'm talking about quality of play, us doing the things that we're supposed to do at the high level that we're able to do it, play in and play out. And I see us, you know, that still have some growth left.
Well, you've won 9 of your last 10. I mean, even a layman like me knows that you're playing pretty well to do that in the National Football League.
Yeah, you take 9 out of 10 this league, that's for sure.
And I was going to also say, Mike, that one of the things that's kind of, you know, it's kind of interesting or whatever, is you won all 7 of your regular season home finales. How important is that for you that, yeah, you've got playoff football, but, you know, to send the fans home happy and obviously to do what you've done in the last regular season game of the year?
Well, it's always important to send the fans home happy, so, but you spend too much time reading statistics, but that's not right.
I like to know everything about the team, Mike.
Hey, I like them positive statistics, too, so that's, let's make it.
But, you know, I want to tell one. Can I just tell one story? It dates back to last year. It's you know, the NFL, especially guys in your business, in your shoes, often lose perspective as to what life in this game means. Last year, most teams' folks stay in a hotel. Every team I know of stays in a hotel and a home game the night before the game to focus in on the game and all that. Well, last Christmas, we're playing the Bears here in Green Bay, and instead of taking your team and putting them in the hotel and spending all day Christmas Eve with them and then in the hotel away from their families and all, you decided to let them have Christmas at home and got everybody back about 3 o'clock in the afternoon for the night game. There aren't many coaches I know that would do that. I commend you for that. That's wonderful. You've got a perspective on football and life.
Well, thank God we won the game.
Because you never would have done it again, right? Coach, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All the best to you and your
happy
family.
Holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. That'll do it for the Mike McCarthy Show. We'll be back next week following the Minnesota Vikings game. Have a great week and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everyone.